This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today on this last weekend of the month. And coming up this hour, my first guest is Sheila E. Now, I saw her many, many years ago. I actually met her at a Prince concert that we were sponsoring back in Buffalo. And she's going to be with us. She's got a brand new single out, first in a long time, called Lemon Cake. She'll be talking about her association with Prince and the fact that she wrote that song because he liked lemon cake. Also on the show, baseball great Cal Ripken Jr. will be joining us. Then actor and environmentalist Ed Begley Jr. And he's going to be talking about Earth Day, which of course was this past Wednesday. And then Luke Boyles will be here, and we're going to be talking about the government-created PPP Relief Initiative. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. We'll be right back with Sheila E.
Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Sitting here just chilling to the vibe, feeling all right. I could do this all day, all night. It's not like I had a choice in this. The taste you left on my lips, it's so amazing. Let's go dancing.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today, and that is the voice of our next guest who has been on our show in the past. And boy, I tell you, she is dynamic. When they say she truly follows the beat of her own drum, to use a little cliche, that is exactly the case. We're talking about legendary Emmy and Grammy nominated singer, drummer, and percussionist, Sheila E. Hi, Sheila. How are you? Nice talking with you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been. Thank you so much for having me on the show again.
Oh, absolutely. I hope you're doing well during these troubled times. You okay, my friend?
I am doing well, thank you. Everyone in my family is doing well. We're staying home and safe, and that's important.
That's absolutely important. Well, this is a brand new record, Lemon Cake, which is out today. You know, Sheila, I'm going to go back just a second before we talk about the new record, okay? But I first saw you. My radio station sponsored in Buffalo, New York. It wasn't in Buffalo that my radio station was, but we sponsored one of the tour dates, Purple Rain, with Prince, and you were the opening act, and we were in the first row because it was our gig. And I got to tell you, from that moment on, I have loved you and your work. You did such a... I can't even explain how great that... It was better than Prince.
Aw, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. I had a good time. time doing that tour. We had an incredible time, and it just, you know, we didn't expect it to be as successful. You hope and pray that it does, but wow, it was amazing. We did so many shows, and you know, some of the cities we ended up going back and doing more shows, so it was great.
Oh yeah, in fact, in our studio I have the purple tambourine that he gave to my wife because we were in the first row. But you were just, you stole the show. You were, I mean, he could have stayed in the back for a long time, but you worked with him, Marvin Gaye, Lionel Richie, Ringo Starr. Now tell us about Lemon Cake, okay, which is out today, ladies and gentlemen. Good song. You just heard parts of it.
Thank you. Lemon Cake is when I first met Prince in the mid-70s. He came to the Bay Area where I was born and raised, and I took him to some of my favorite places to eat, which was this great sandwich place, but also this donut shop that I loved because I love sweets. And he did as well. And later on, we start recording in the studio. We always made sure that we had, like, lemon cake, chocolate cake, cookies, you know, coffee, wine. And it was just part of, like, the hang. And later on, he had a chef, and I told him, I said, you know what? I make a good lemon cake and a chocolate cake. And he goes, okay. So I made it. And it was love at first sight, and he's like, okay, you can make it this lemon cake. And so I talk about the song, about how much he loved my lemon cake, and it was just a great memory to share.
You know, it's amazing because both of you had maintained, and you still do, but he maintained a very slim figure after eating all this lemon cake. So whatever it was good for good for both of you, you know. You know, you talk about starting off, you're only about 3 years old when you actually started watching your dad actually rehearse with the likes of Tito Puente and Carlos Santana. But you got the bug early in the game, did you not, Sheila?
I did. Watching my dad play and practice around the house every day to LPs, and then he'd have jam sessions, and sometimes he would have a small group in the living room playing. In my first performance with my dad, I was 5 years old. He played at a place in Oakland with his brothers called the Escovedo Brothers, and I sat in playing congas.
That is so cool. Then when did the singing come into play, Sheila?
I sang a little bit off and on with a local group at 14 and 15 called Grito, and then I joined my dad's band professionally as a musician at 15 because then I knew this is what I wanted to do. So I started singing a little bit of backup in my dad's band, and I loved to sing. We used to mimic people all the time, but I never considered myself a singer, and I'm a better singer than I was a long time ago, but it took me a long time to be comfortable with singing, especially as a solo artist.
Sure.
You know, I just felt like if I sang, I had to make sure that I was playing timbales, like that was my blanket. And it was the same thing with all of the musicians in my band. The only way that you could even audition for my band is you had to be able to dance, sing, and play an instrument. Otherwise, you couldn't be in the band. So if there was one thing that you were lacking, you weren't allowed to even audition, because I thought it was important to be able to do all three. It was like triple threat. You got to do all three. We want to entertain the people. We want to sing, and it was a team effort.
I got to tell you, that's a large and a high bar to go under, and you certainly set the pace for it and did it excellently. You know, I mentioned in the beginning, kind of following the beat of your own drum. That's actually the name of Sheila's memoir, and you were very candid in there that after a lot of success, you suffered a variety of health problems and kept you away from being on stage. And you know, I remember distinctly the show, The Magic Hour, that you did with Magic Johnson, where you were the band leader and kind of his Ed McMahon, if you will. But you parted ways with Prince for a while and then got back to him. What was the reason for that? Was there, I'm sure, some artistic differences, maybe too much lemon cake?
Good one. No, in 89, coming out of the Love Sexy Tour, I didn't like the direction of the music that he was doing. And I was there because I loved his music. I loved him. And I just thought it was time to just do something else. And I wanted to go play, you know, some other things and other genres of music as well. And, you know, when you're playing with him and my band as well, I mean, it's just nonstop. So I just thought, you know what, I want to just go do a solo record. And I want to also do my jazz record. I want to go back to playing drums, like, you know, Latin jazz and things like that, and Brazilian music. And when I'm doing the pop and R&B circuit, they don't kind of, people don't really allow you to do the other side of you, you know. So I just, it's just that I left his band. It's not that I left him. I left his band for a while. And I just said I had to take a break. So I did, but, I mean, yeah, a couple of years later, we were back recording for sure.
That's great. Again, we're talking to Sheila E., who's absolutely fantastic. If you ever get a chance to see her on stage, you got to do it. And her new single is out today. I'm very happy that we're part of the introduction. It's called Lemon Cake. You know, you are known for your music, being an author. You have a real burning fire for ministry work, too. Do you not, Sheila?
I do. I love, I don't know, I guess sharing my experience and sharing with people how basically I thought I was in control of my life. And I think just sharing that, you know, God created us and he made me who I am. And my musicianship, my gift is something from him, because there's no way that I could learn as much as I did at such an early age. Yes, watching my dad and being around music, but there were things that my dad didn't teach me, and he said, you know, this is a gift. You have a true gift that God has given you. And I love sharing that and knowing that God has given me this gift, that I know that this is my purpose. And through music, you know, this is love, you know, and we can definitely use music these days to spread love and bring people together.
Boy, amen to that, boy. There's no doubt that's the common denominator that we all have, not only in these days, all the time, too. Sheila, are you on tour? Well, you're not on tour now, but will you be touring maybe towards the end of the year?
I hope so. I mean, initially, our whole tour got postponed from April. We were booked the entire April and part of May up to June. And now it got pushed to June, and now we're looking at dates, looks like not starting till September.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it's not going to take this long. And again, you know, if I do say so right now, I mean, please, anyone who's listening to this, please stay home. Be safe. If you go out for a short period, wear your mask, your gloves, bring hand sanitizer. Just do what we need to do so we can get back to loving each other.
You couldn't say it better, I tell you. Well, look, do me a favor, okay? Don't be away so long, because I think the last time was a couple of years ago that we had you on the show. We love having you here. And ladies and gentlemen, the new single is out right now by Sheila E. called Lemon Cake. And get it. It's a great song. We're going to go out playing it. And Sheila, thank you for being with us. Stay safe, my friend. And look forward to having you back real soon. Okay, dear?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sheila. She is something else. Talented and beautiful. Sheila E., new CD out right now. It's a single, Lemon Cake. Check it out and check out her website. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Here with Ron Segi today, we have a guest. It's just fun to have a baseball Hall of Famer join us. Our next guest is a dear friend of ours. He's always on the show. He couldn't be on enough. I really enjoy when he's here. He's quite a guy. He's a baseball Hall of Famer, and we're going to be talking about the 6th annual Energizer Keep Going Hall of Fame. And I got to tell you, if anybody keeps going and got a ton of energy, it's our next guest, Cal Ripken Jr. Hi, Cal.
Hi, Ron. I think we have a streak of our own talking about this Hall of Fame, don't we?
We really do. And I think what we ought to do, I've been thinking about this over the holidays, I think we should become a team. You and I do this a lot together, so I'm just thinking maybe the Cal and Ron show. What do you think? Does that have a little bit of ring to it?
That sounds good to me. What kind of commitment do I have to make? Once a year?
No. You got to do this every week like I do. You still do the show on XM Satellite, right?
Yeah, we have a brother Billy and I have a show called Ripken Baseball on Fridays to 12 to 2.
Wow, that's great.
We have a chance to talk a little bit about family, youth baseball, and a lot about big league baseball.
That's very good. And I'm still waiting for an invitation to be on the show.
I'll make a note about that. No. You know, we'd love to have you.
Cal, that is a terrible thing to do to a guest. You know that? That is absolutely so self-serving and selfish, it's unbelievable. But I'm available on Saturday afternoons, just in case. Hey, congratulations on yet another year heading up the annual call for Energizer Keep Going Hall of Fame. Nominations are being made right now.
We're back again.
We're back again. What a team, huh? I know all about this, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners do. For those who are not aware of this, Cal, tell us about it.
Yeah, I'd love to give you some context. It has been going on for 6 years. Energizer started this Keep Going Hall of Fame to really bring tribute to everyday people who do extraordinary things in the spirit of the energy of the bunny and making a positive impact in and around people and the community. And certainly you're right. It's my job to try to solicit more nominations, because the cool part about this Hall of Fame is it's a collection of inspirational stories and inspirational people. And so if you know someone out there that sort of fits that description, all you have to do is go to Energizer.com/Hall of Fame. Tell us a little bit about them. The inductee into this year's Hall of Fame, the winner, gets $10,000 in cash and $5,000 to a charity of their choice, and gets inducted into the Hall of Fame with this special group of people later on. Last year's winner, it might be good to give your audience an idea of what kind of person was chosen as the winner. Jennifer Goodman Lynn had a rare form of cancer last year, and she's had reoccurrences, and it's been a difficult fight for her. But she's remained positive. She started an organization called Cycle for Survival, and she's raised over $5 million to help fight cancer. So, you know, you don't have to raise $5 million. That's a huge number for anything that you do. It's just we're looking for those inspirational stories of good people that we can add to all these other inspirational stories that we have.
Cal, I'm not saying this because we're friends, but the fact of the matter is that you are the perfect person for this recruitment effort, because aside from the fact that he broke Lou Gehrig's record of 2,130 consecutive games played, he's in the Hall of Fame, he's done so many many things, 400 home runs, 3,000 hits. But the fact of the matter is that you're a philanthropist that owns two minor league teams, as well as Ripken Baseball, and oversees the 6,300-seat Ripken Stadium Youth Activity Academy, and founder of the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation. And you affect some 650,000 kids worldwide who are able to play in this baseball division, Cal Ripken Baseball Division. So certainly you have given back to society for all the great things that you have earned in a profession that you were so good in.
Well, you're embarrassing me with all those nice things that you say, but the match with Energizer is just a perfect match. You know, I always took special pride in being compared to the Energizer Bunny, but it really is the old school value. It's the spirit of what that stands for, and it's very, very similar to, you know, the streak and then doing good things in the community. So I've been able to continue to use baseball to do some good things, and I'm very proud of the fact that we're able to bring these wonderful, inspirational stories to life.
See, Cal, you are what used to be a norm in sports. You are a hero to look up to. Unfortunately, over the past few years, we've had our cases of people that, you know, you really don't want your children looking up to, but you fall into the category of those individuals that people say, wow, that is somebody that is setting the stage for another generation.
Well, I mean, again, now you put a lot of pressure on me, but
this is not an easy show to do, Cal. You've got to live up to this.
Yeah, I was very fortunate that I had a good set of parents that gave me a good direction, and I had a lot of good role models, and the baseball players were already there. I grew up loving Brooks Robinson, and one of the beautiful parts about Brooks Robinson was, you know, parents, including my parents, had pointed to him and said, you know, he's a good person. Mm-hmm. And I always took that to heart, is, you know, baseball players shouldn't necessarily be the role models of society, but it is an opportunity for you to help do some good stuff and help shape, you know, the young people in the right way. And that's how I always looked at it.
Now, where is the induction ceremony taking place?
In St. Louis later on in the year, and I will be at that ceremony, and I will host it. In the past, it's been a very emotional time because the stories are so wonderful, and to get everybody involved and help thank and tell those stories. You know, many times the audience has all been in tears, including myself. So it's a wonderful emotional time, but it's really a celebration of these wonderful, inspirational people.
You need to tell me when the date is later on when we get closer to it, because I'm in St. Louis a lot. I have a son that lives there, and I would love to go to one of those events. I think it would be just absolutely fascinating and inspiring and something that you'd really have to experience to know. And since we do this so often, I should really experience that, you know?
Yep, the date's not always picked until we have the winner, so we can make sure that we all coordinate that, but I will make sure I make a note to let you know.
Okay, now, Cal, again, that website that nominations can be made is www.energizer.com/Hall of Fame, and if you go to that, then you can nominate somebody, and then the Energizer people will contact them?
Yeah, absolutely. The list will get whittled down. The thousands and thousands and thousands of nominations we get will all be read, and then that list will get reduced to 10, and then it'll go on an online vote from that point on. So, and the only other thing is that we've left out, I think we've covered everything, is that you can nominate yourself.
Really?
So you don't have to wait. If you feel that you are worthy and you don't want to wait on somebody else to nominate you, you can nominate yourself, because we just want the stories.
No kidding. That's kind of unique, and I think that's a nice dimension of that, because a lot of times people sit back and say, I've done a lot of things, and maybe I should be awarded for it. So that's a great dimension. You can nominate yourself.
Absolutely.
Wait till you see all those nominations in there for me. You're going to be just shocked by that.
We encourage you to tell your own story.
Cal, as always, thank you so much. I look forward to having you back real, real soon. Good luck with everything that you do. You're quite a guy, my friend.
It's my pleasure, Ron.
Thank you, sir. Cal Ripken Jr. has been our guest on the show, and he's always welcome here. He's always got a nice story to tell and a nice message to pass along to our listeners. And you can catch him on XM Satellite every Saturday afternoon on XM Satellite Radio. By the way, don't forget to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. You can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And there's more to come.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he was being sarcastic when he was talking about ingesting disinfectant to kill the coronavirus. Dr. Nosy Zike heads the Illinois Department of Public Health.
There's been a significant increase in calls to the Illinois Poison Center compared to this same time last year associated with exposures to cleaning agents. Some recent examples include the use of a detergent solution for a sinus rinse, and gargling with a bleach and mouthwash mixture in an attempt to kill coronavirus.
The World Health Organization said there's still no evidence that coronavirus patients who have recovered won't catch the virus again. The agency issued this statement Friday after some governments suggested recovered COVID-19 patients could be issued an immunity passport to return to travel or have a free pass to return to work. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. I really enjoy when our next guest is with us on the show. The only problem is it's been too long since our last conversation. So he's here now. Let's take advantage of that great guest that he is. He's a 7-time Emmy nominee. Of course, he's known for a lot of things. ABC comedy series, Bless This Mess, St. Elsewhere, Batman the Animated Series, Batman Forever. The list goes on and on and on. Joining us right now is Ed Begley Jr. Hi, Ed. Welcome back to the show. Hope you're doing well, my friend.
I am, Ron. Thanks so much for chatting with me again.
It's always good having you here, and we're going to talk about a lot of things, including the fact that Earth Day, this past Wednesday, how many years ago was it? Because I remember the very first Earth Day. I was in college, and everybody skipped class to go plant a tree, and I was the only person in class, and they said, well, this ain't going to last. It was a long time ago.
It was 1970, the first Earth Day, and that's when I got involved. At that point, I'd lived 20 years in that horrible smog of Los Angeles, 2 decades of breathing in that smog and choking. I went, enough already. I want to be part of something different. So I started a lot of stuff that was very bold back at the time. I bought a 1970 electric car. I started recycling and composting. And I've been doing it ever since.
And you are one of the really premier people when it comes to information on all things green and eco. I've often wondered how you got interested in it, and I think you've alluded to that now. Your father, who was a very famous actor also, was he interested in this, or was that before everybody became so conscientious of it?
He never used the word environmentalist, but he was one. He was a conservative that liked to conserve. We turned off the lights, we turned off the water, we saved string, we saved tinfoil. You know, he was an Irish immigrant, lived through the Great Depression, so he really knew about such things. And I did a lot of this stuff to honor him as much as anything, because he passed away within a few days of the first Earth Day. So he always told me also, when I would complain about the smog, he said, Eddie, I know what you're against, but what are you for? What are you doing to make a difference? So I bought a 1970 electric car, I started recycling and composting, became a vegetarian, used biodegradable soaps and detergents, and everything that I did was good for the environment, but also it all saved me money, so I stuck with it, and I'm still doing it here 50 years later.
Congratulations for doing that. You know, I can remember my father turning off the lights, teaching me to do that, you know, kind of using, like you say, string and stuff to replace it, and tinfoil and stuff like that. I never equated it to that. Let's talk about the seriousness of this, because a lot of people just slough it off. And I have to be honest with you. Sometimes, Ed, I think to myself, this Earth has been here for millions and millions and millions a year. Are we going to make a difference? Especially when the United States is so conscientious about it and the rest of the world. It's like, I always use the analogies, like you keeping your lawn really nice, but your neighbor and the rest of the neighborhood doesn't. You got to have the cooperation of the entire world.
Everybody's got to be on board. And now we're starting to realize that Mother Nature bats last. We're seeing it with the pandemic, with what's happening, the way this is spreading throughout the world. And we'll see it with climate change. We need to do everything we can, because how many rivets can you lose from an airplane before it ceases to fly?
Right.
And how many plant and animal species can we lose before we don't sustain life on this earth? There's a web of life that supports us all, and all those many plant and animal species are part of that web of life. So it's just it's something we're learning now. It's like we're fishing in an aquarium. We've learned to nibble at the controls without any real idea of the consequences. And those controls are what keeps the climate and the temperature stable. So this pandemic is a horrible thing we need to deal with right now, but as we reemerge, maybe we'll remember these clean skies we've been enjoying lately, and we'll burn less fossil fuels to create our energy and to be used for transportation. We'll continue with these clean skies we have today.
I know there are so many things that we can do to clean up our environment. One of the things, though, that is something that is kind of amazing to me is how these plastic water bottles, the bottles that we put water in that don't become biodegradable. I mean, they're there for thousands of years. To me, that's one of the biggest observations that I make about how we abuse this.
Single-use plastic is a real concern. We see it out in the waterways of this country. We see it out in the ocean. It's a big problem. Even though we attempt to recycle it, recycle a small amount of it, sadly, most of it winds up getting blown out of trash cans or dropped accidentally or intentionally, and it winds up in the environment, and marine mammals eat it or ingest it in some way, fish, seabirds, and what have you. It's very bad for the environment in any number of ways. So it's a real, real challenge, and we need to do something about it. And something can be done. You know, I just got a stainless steel water bottle many years ago. Back in the 70s, I started using canvas bags instead of the, you know, throwaway bags, what have you, coffee cups, you know, multi-use coffee cup that you can take into Starbucks or places like that. So as we reemerge, we need to do more of these things and not less, and be sustainable, because Mother Nature bats last, and we'll see with climate change for sure.
I never thought about the plastic bags, too, because, boy, I tell you, now that I think about it, there's a ton of them out there. There was a great feature of this past week in Parade Magazine about Earth Day that I'm sure that you saw, and there are so many things that said about it, you know, like everything else. People become complacent. They hear about it, but they don't listen. How do we make people active? I remember the last time, one of the times we talked, we were talking about how active Dennis Weaver was. He lived in a house made out of rubber, wasn't it? Tires?
Yeah, old tires that would sit somewhere in a landfill. He would use them as an envelope to build a house. You ram the earth into these tires, and you wind up having a rammed earth house with these tires as part of the structure. Tin cans, too. You would fill these tin cans with earth and build walls out of them. There's a guy called Michael Reynolds, and he built those houses. They're called earth ships. And Dennis Weaver was a pioneer in that with his lovely wife, Jerry Weaver. They're gone now, both those two wonderful people. But they were an inspiration to me and countless others. Great, great people. And he was a dedicated environmentalist for years. Both of them were.
Ed, how do we educate people and make them motivated to do something vis-a-vis just listening to it and not doing anything?
I think it's important that we do what we can, not just for climate change, but we also, by doing all the things that will combat climate change, we will also clean up the air in our cities, lessen our dependence on foreign oil, and put money in our pockets if we do it right. And the right way to do it is to do the cheap and easy stuff first, and people can do these kinds of things right away and see an instant reaction on their energy bill, as in down. You know, less energy and less money. What you can do is put up energy-efficient light bulbs right away. Energy-saving thermostat, put that in and program it. Weather stripping around your doors and windows. Bike riding when weather and fitness permit. Public transportation if it's available near you, and when we reemerge and start taking public transportation again. Home gardening, home composting. If you don't have a piece of dirt in your front or backyard, get part of a community garden. If you don't have a community garden near you, start one. You can't do that, grow some herbs in your window box of your apartment. Do something to get connected to the earth. So many things we can do, and the important ones to start with are the cheap and easy. You'll see a result, and you will save money, I guarantee it.
And I know that you're on a busy schedule. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you two things. First of all, I never realized that you were part of the comedy duo with Michael Richards when you first started in this business. But I have to ask you, do you still have that 1968 Fender Telecaster that belonged to George Harrison?
I got that for a family member that deserved to have it. I was just bidding on it. I was just the designated bidder. I never took possession of it, but it got to where it belongs with a family member, and I was very happy and proud to be part of that, because I love George Harrison. I knew him a bit, was a great, great fan of his.
Yeah, and he was an environmentalist, too. Ed, do me a favor. Don't be a stranger here, okay, my friend?
It's so good to talk to you again, and I always look forward to it, pal.
Good, Ed. Is there a website we can go to that can give us more information?
Go to edbegley.com, and we've got lots of tips for you there.
Thank you, and I look forward to having you back, Ed, okay? Please do it.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. Ed Begley Jr. has been our guest. Always nice when he is here. He's quite a guy, really. He's done a lot of things, and he is a gentleman that very active, not only in environmental areas, but he is, of course, very active in Board of Governors of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and he's been in a lot of stuff, as we mentioned before, including an NPR radio drama of Return of the Jedi. I never knew he was a comedian with Michael Richards. And I want you to keep in mind that you can can check out our website, which is ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. Also check out seggisings.com, seggisings, and that'll tell the story about our concert series that is currently on hold because of the coronavirus pandemic, but will hopefully resume in the next couple of months. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Around the world, you are listening to Ron Seggi today. Our next guest couldn't be here at a better time. A lot of questions that we have for him, and a lot of questions that the whole country is asking. Maybe we can get some answers today, because in these very challenging times, small businesses are looking for help. When if or where they're going to get it. Of course, the government has created the PPP Relief Initiative, you know, now going into a second phase here for funds. Joining us right now, though, is the Vice President of QuickBooks Capital, our friend Luke Boyles. Hi, Luke. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, Luke, these are tough times, and we hear so much about this PPP fund. For people who may not understand it, let's start at the basics. What is it?
Congress actually passed a bill called the CARES Act, and part of that bill has a $349 billion allocation for these PPP loans. These loans are actually forgivable loans, right? So small businesses can qualify for up to 2.5 times their average monthly payroll. And if they're able to keep their employees on the payroll and keep those people on their jobs, they can apply for forgiveness later on, which means that the entirety of the loan may not have to get paid back at all if they keep the people on the payroll and they pay some other qualifying expenses. So it really is a pretty amazing program for money that small businesses should be going after right now.
Okay, so now this program is out there, and we're in phase two of it. And there's a lot of people that are not getting the money, and they're wondering why. These funds that are coming in that are allocated for payroll, all right, let's say hypothetically you get $10,000. I'm just using this as a figure. And your payroll figure that you allocated is $8,000. What happens to the other $2,000?
Yeah, so there are other qualifying expenses that you can use. So up to 25% of the forgiveness can be rent or utility payments, actually. Mm-hmm. There's a list of other qualifying expenses as well. So it's not just payroll. The payroll is the main component.
But other operating expenses can be included, right? Do you have to document that then, Luke?
Yeah, so actually on the QuickBooks side, we're able to track those expenses for you, and we can create a report of the expenses you paid over a two-month period. Mm-hmm. It shows what you paid on payroll and shows what you paid in those other qualifying expenses. Mm-hmm. And in that form, after you review it and validate it as a small business, we can submit it to the SBA on your behalf to get the forgiveness.
Now, if you filed this immediately after that money was available, and you weren't part of the first phase, and we all know that we can't get any answers on who was part of it and, well, who was, we obviously know because they got the money. Are you automatically moving up the list on this second batch of money that the government is putting out?
Yeah, so what we're encouraging small businesses to do is to go ahead and submit their application now, right? The Senate passed this new round of $310 billion right. on Monday. It's in the House to pass it on Thursday. So this new round of money is coming.
This coming week.
And what we're encouraging small businesses to do is just get your application into your local bank or through QuickBooks if you happen to be a QuickBooks payroll customer now. So you are in line when they open up this new round of funding, because we do expect it to go very quickly.
If you filed the last time, do you need to file this time again?
If you submitted your application at the bank, they should still have that application on file. I would check with your bank to make sure, but we have applications from before the money ran out last time that we still have, and we're going to submit them to the SBA. So there's nothing we need to do in addition. I would check with your bank to make sure.
Okay. Now, if you're a customer of QuickBooks, then you have all that information available. If you are not a customer and you want to become a customer, what does your company need to move forward? I know they need articles of incorporation and owners and payroll expenses. Is it a lot of paperwork involved, Luke?
Yeah, so if you're not a QuickBooks customer yet, we unfortunately can't serve you as part of this program. But we do have a list of the documentation that you can take to your local bank. So if you go to QuickBooks.com/PPP, there's a list of the documentation you need. So you mentioned the articles of incorporation. You also need some tax forms, your payroll tax forms, like the 941 form or a Schedule C if you're a self-employed small business. But those are the documents you need to take into your bank.
You talk about a small business. I think people sometimes misconstrue the term small business. I think equate it to the corner grocery store that has, you know, the mom-and-pop operation. This is a company that would have 500 employees or less. Small businesses, nonprofits, 501c, veterans organizations, tribal businesses. What is that?
Yeah, I think you really need to think about and look at what the QuickBooks accounting software small businesses look like. We serve the smallest of the small. We serve 6 million small businesses in the U.S. 1.4 million of them we process payroll for. And for those businesses, we actually pay 1 in 12 American workers. If you look at these small businesses, they have mainly less than 10 employees. 57% of them have less than 5 employees that we serve. And so we're really trying to open up this access to these really underserved small, like, Main Street style businesses.
Do you feel, with your experience and expertise, that this next batch of money certainly is not going to cure all the problems, but will be a little bit more lengthy in distribution time than the last?
Actually, I don't. Like, many of the other fintech lenders and banks are getting pretty good at taking automated applications. Like, for example, in our QuickBooks application or QuickBooks Capital application to PPP, it can take less than 10 minutes to submit the application. All you need to do is review your personal information and your business information and your payroll calculation, and we can automatically get, like, thousands and thousands of applications in. Mm-hmm. So that means that most banks and other fintechs are sitting on huge piles of applications right now, and it's going to be a race to get them through the SBA system as soon as they open this money up again. Mm-hmm. We expect the money to be gone in 3 to 5 days.
Whoa.
So we're recommending customers get their application in now to make sure they're in line.
And a sole proprietor, an independent contractor, and a self-employed person can get aid. In other words, if the only employee is the one person, that's it. They can get the aid.
That's right. So if you filed TurboTax, filed the taxes through TurboTax, and you use QuickBooks Online or QBSE, our self-employed product, we're able to offer you this product as well. It's based on a net income calculation versus a payroll calculation. But using your Schedule C, we can calculate that loan amount as well.
Very good. Thank you for the information. We could talk for hours on this and try to clarify a lot of things that people are kind of vague with and understanding. It comes on the news so fast and leaves so quickly. Is there a website that people can go to who are listening to us today and learn more?
Yeah, sure. Go to quickbooks.com/PPP or just log into your QuickBooks account and see if you're eligible through that.
Sounds good. Luke, thank you for joining us, and we welcome you back anytime. It's very important and very interesting and very informative, so you're welcome here anytime, my friend.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Our guest has been Luke Boyles, talking about small businesses and their access to the PPP relief funds. And we know that there are so many people in America today, you might be one of them listening, that are very frustrated with the ability to find out where you stand, whether it's the $1,200 allowance that you get per adult in your household or trying to get a little subsidy for your business, because it changes day to day, hour by hour. So we thought we'd shed a little light on it, but boy, it's difficult to explain this whole thing in one sitting. I don't know if we can do it in 1 year. There's more to come, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnote.com.
That's going to put a wrapper on things on Ron Segi Today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include former Speaker of the House and former 2012 presidential candidate Newt Gingrich, Howie Mandel, Pat Boone, comedian Adam Carolla, Sheila E., baseball great Cal Ripken Jr., actor and environmentalist Ed Begley Jr., and Luke Boyles. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi Today. Till then, stay safe, everyone. And until next weekend, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.